Did you know there were no active women's religious communities in the Catholic Church approved by the Holy See before the 16th century? Did you know that? Only contemplative communities. And don't tell me they're living an active, consecrated life. It is easy. You are constantly exposed to, you name it, all kinds of temptations, all kinds of occasions to sin. I thought it was worth, sisters, worth sharing these thoughts with you, because it's one thing for me to tell you what the Church teaches. And by the way, I want to make sure, before I leave these hallowed premises and return to the United States, I will share with you the Church's teaching on the Eucharist, confession, and the priesthood. But the down-to-earth, the practical living out of these three sacraments is not easy. I like that clock. It's just wonderful. I would like to then, if we have time, finish on page 4. This is the Holy Father, John Paul II. He insists that personal private confession of sins to a priest and the sacrament of penance is the right of every single believer, as a right of Christ, the Divine Redeemer, in faithfully observing the centuries-old practice of the sacrament of penance, the practice of individual confession with a personal act of sorrow and the intention to amend and make satisfaction. The Church is therefore defending the human soul's individual right, man's right to a more personal encounter with a crucified, forgiving Christ, with Christ saying to the minister of the sacrament of reconciliation, "Your sins are forgiven, go and do not sin again." And sisters, I cannot tell you how precious is, we'll say more before we finish, frequent confession. I cannot begin to tell you. It is a great grace. And we'll say more on that subject, but now, just to have covered the matter, and then a 15-minute break, and then we'll resume and finish what we have. Do we still have it on the board?
Yes,
sir. Good. Shall we pray? In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Gloria Patri, et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Mater misericordiae, in nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.